The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. "The days are surely coming, says the Lord. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. In many ways, waiting can feel ordinary. This is the opening line of something I read this week, and I believe it's true. We wait in lines, especially this time of year. We wait for replies to our emails and texts. We wait in the waiting room of our doctor's offices. And I don't know how many hours I waited in the car for my children while I was picking them up from school and their other activities. The reading goes on. Sometimes, though, how we choose to wait can lead us to a deeper sense of hopeful expectation. The season of Advent invites us to practice this posture of waiting in the final weeks of the year. The anticipation that surrounds the Advent season gently reminds us to look past our immediate circumstances to something bigger, to consider what might be coming with joyful expectation, to embrace living in the not yet, and to sink into the beauty that's hidden beneath all that is still unknown. I've read these words this week, and I'm taken by how well the season of Advent, which we began in church today, is described in them. Our choice and how we wait and prepare, looking past today into something bigger, and to embrace living in the not yet. These are the themes of Advent. I'm also taken with where I read these words about Advent. They weren't from any book or commentary, but from this, the Magnolia Journal, the magazine of Joanna Gaines, who very well, beyond her cultural celebrity, could be becoming a theologian for our time. They are written in the introduction to a feature in this issue titled, "A Mindset of Advent." Now, this section of the magazine includes some practices of Advent, such as the Advent wreath and Advent calendars, to mark the days of waiting until Christmas, as we might expect. What I found more interesting in this section were stories of people's experiences of waiting with hopeful expectation.
Stories share of how waiting in anticipation of the arrival of a notable person, thing, or event, the definition of the word Advent, encourages us to see that there is meaning, worth, and even wonder in waiting. And these stories cover a wide range of life. Finally getting those braces off, revealing a beautiful smile. The excitement of reaching the age to get behind the wheel of a real car and drive for the first time, not just Hot Wheels. Earning that college degree and having a whole life of possibilities ahead. The dream of winning an Olympic gold medal realized after years of training and sacrifice. My favorite story, however, is of a couple falling in love with a child over several months with only a 32-second video, a photo, and a few phrases about her as they wait for the adoption of their daughter to be finalized in a foreign country. They imagined every day their new lives together. They chose a name for her, prepared her room, chose clothes and shoes and toys. What joy when their daughter Nova arrived. These stories resonate with us, don't they? I'll bet that we each have stories of waiting with excitement for the arrival of that notable person, place, or thing of our own to share. We'd love to tell our stories too. They mark the days of our lives. We feel the joy. And while they might be different in the details, they'll be similar in how the waiting, the anticipation, is often the heart of the story, perhaps more than the end result. Now, when I was looking at magazines, there were certainly plenty who would show me lots about celebrating Christmas. So I really appreciated that the Magnolia Journal would choose to devote a section to Advent and waiting in hopeful and joyful expectation to Christmas and to something bigger. Yet, I know that these stories are only one side of the larger story of life. You see, there are also times in our lives when our waiting and hopeful expectation, our anticipation, meets a different end. Not at all what we hoped for, without joy, but with sorrow, or confusion, or rejection. Waiting for a letter of acceptance or approval, and when it arrives, it's neither of those. Waiting for a job offer after months of interviews, and no offer comes. Waiting for an answer after all the tests have been run, and receiving a life-altering diagnosis. Waiting through surgery, or chemotherapy, or medications, or treatment, only to learn that the healing hoped for is not coming. These are our stories too, and these stories are harder to tell. They take us into a different place, a place of darkness. There is nothing ordinary in this kind of waiting, the waiting of the not yet. Our Sunday scriptures have been leading us into the darkness of end times. And we began 2 weeks ago with a portion of Mark 13, in which Jesus warns the disciples of the destructions of the powers of the world, the chaos that will cause, and to stay focused on him. Last week, we heard the conversation between Pontius Pilate and Jesus over the difference between an earthly king and the kingdom of God, where Christ reigns as king in heaven and earth. This conversation taking place just prior to Jesus being sent to torture, crucifixion, and death. Today in the Gospel of Luke, we hear Jesus describing for the disciples how trying and difficult the end will be for them and the whole world. And yet, they will recognize it when it comes. So be ready. It seems unlikely that this is exactly what the disciples were waiting for as their future. And these scriptures might seem like a weird way to enter into Advent. Wouldn't we rather have the other ones? They are challenging for us to understand and imagine. Luke writes of the end times as a mashup, if you will, of scripture from the Old Testament prophets of Isaiah and Daniel, with Jesus adding his warning to the disciples of what is to come, though not yet. The disciples can only imagine what Jesus is telling them is going to happen. It is a foreboding narrative of darkness and suffering and death. But Jesus doesn't leave them without hope. He promises to them and to us that his words will never fade away. His words of promise that we'll share in eternal life. When we look at the world we live in today, we don't have to look too far to find our own foreboding narratives of darkness and suffering and death. There are days I wonder, and maybe you do too, can things get any worse? It's hard for us to imagine and remains to be seen. But here's the thing about darkness. It's not that there is nothing out there. We just need the light. It's in darkness that we yearn for light to see. It's in the darkness that the light of the world comes to us, and in darkness will come again. Let this be our mindset of Advent. Let us prepare ourselves by holding close our stories of love, joy, and light, and imagine more of them. Let us yearn for light in the darkness, praying for strength to meet the dark times. Let us use this season of Advent to seek that deeper sense of what the light of the world means in our lives. And as we wait with hopeful expectation for the coming of the light, let us be filled with the joyful anticipation of the not yet, a world without darkness. Jesus is coming. Rejoice. Amen.